two men. Batter off, break one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Very swing,
right two.
And the pitcher's dipsy too. Genius fastball, pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it, when you're dancing.
Until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
come on and
get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get down
it.
On it.
Eight minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
Baseball is 50.
I'm gonna make the call.
When the clock starts jumping, I have a ball. I'm gonna ride it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna ride it up. And ball tonight.
First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Well, welcome back to Riders Field. And it's the Frisco Rough Riders riding high at 8-1 with the best record currently in the Texas League. Good evening, folks. We're just a few moments away from first pitch between the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, what a previous week it was for my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, on the road in San Antonio when the Riders took all six games. That was capped by a Frisco really shined in the finale against the Missions, where they were able to have a Jack Leiter's start, where Frisco toppled the Missions 4-3. It was Grant Wolfram, though, that got the win, and another save for Frisco as they continue to rack them up this season, now already with eight. That's an incredible stat. And then in game two, 4-1 to complete the six-game series sweep over San Antonio. Take a look at the standings across the Texas League right now, and one of the biggest differences for the Riders was their relief pitching away from their starters, who also were spectacular in the first home series and even leaking over into hitting the road for the first time. Frisco now with the best run differential in the league at plus 16. Amarillo not far behind despite being 5-5. The Saudis have a plus 13 run differential, but the Riders with the 8-1 start, winning six in a row, including their first six games, far and away the best out of anyone so far in the Texas League. Well, we've got a lot to go over tonight, one of which is Justin Foscue recently joining the Riders. That move was made earlier today by the Texas Rangers and Frisco, and it's Foscue that just had a little bit of back tightness, and it said that it delayed his start to the 2022 season, and so he stayed put in a bit of extended spring training and now is excited as ever. And he said maybe a little nervous, a little anxious, but ready to go to put the Riders uniform back on. Again, Foscue really didn't have a full season in what was his debut season of professional baseball. Justin Foscue joins us on the Riders Baseball Network. That will be on the other end of our first break of the Riders pregame show tonight. Naturals in Riders with a 6:35 start time from Riders Field. We'll catch up with Justin Foscue on the other end of this break.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge of most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network on the Riders Pregame Show. I'm Chris Jarrett, and I'm joined by a not-so-new face in town, but new this season in Justin Foscue. Justin, new from the drive to Arizona just a couple of hours ago. What was that like, and how's it feel to be back in Frisco?
Yeah, it feels great. Drive wasn't so bad. I was listening to NBA games away here, so it was 16 hours, but I'm here, and I'm ready to play and help the team win, so I'm ready.
Let's get your official take on the NBA playoffs. What do you make of it so far? Who do you like?
There's a lot of good teams. I like the Suns. The Warriors look pretty good. The Heat's obviously got a good team this year. I'm going to probably go with the Suns to get it done this year.
And they fell pretty short last year, but I think raised a lot of attention last year.
Yeah, they had a stacked team last year, but I think they're back for vengeance, and they want to come back and finish the job this year.
Well, let's talk about the time that you weren't here in Frisco to start the season. You were back in extended spring training. What was that like, just to kind of get you ready to roll and be fresh to go for the season?
Back soreness, and I just needed a few more weeks to get ready for the season. Played in a couple games last week, and it went pretty smoothly, and got my feet underneath me, and I'm ready to go this week.
Last year, coming off your draft year, you said that you kind of had a chip on your shoulder. And that was kind of your mentality. Why do you think that is, that you have that competitive edge to you?
I've always had that chip on my shoulder just to prove people wrong. I've never been the biggest, highly talented player growing up. And I've kind of enjoyed having that, just to have that extra drive about me as a player. And then just to try to get better every single day and every season is my main goal. So just having that in the back of my head, it just keeps me pushing to be a better player, like I said. So, but I'm excited for this year, especially.
Just personal goals-wise, what's at the top of your list for you and someone like Eric Dorton to try and just continue to improve your plate appearances?
For me, the main thing is stay healthy for a full season. I've dealt with a couple injuries since being drafted. I think the main thing for me is just stay healthy, and then all the other personal goals like my stats and all that, those will take care of itself. But for me, just staying healthy is the main thing. And we got a good coaching staff here with Dorton. I've worked with him past couple of years, and he's a really good hitting coach. So I'm excited to work with him and grow as a player each and every day.
What do you see from guys around you? Feel like in the Rangers system, you're loaded with middle infielders, and you're one of those guys that are names in that list. So what's the talent look like from your perspective?
It's a loaded group. It really is. And I think for us, the main mindset we should all have is to just get better every single day. It doesn't really matter who's in front of us or behind us. I think if you have just a mindset to get better every day, try to become the best baseball player that you can be, you'll be in the big leagues one day and probably stay in the big leagues. So that should be the main thing, and that's the main mindset that I've had. So just get better every single day and every year is the main thing.
Coming off that draft year in 2020, you couldn't have the season, so you weren't really able to roll it out. What did keep you busy in that time to keep the edge up?
I mean, it's pro ball now, so when I got drafted, it was just like, just got to stay in shape, ready, get ready for a call to go out to Arlington for the alternate site. So I just stayed busy as best as I could, and just kept working out. And then I finally got the call to go out there. But 2020 was a weird year. So, but like I said, just I think if you have that goal in your head, just try to get better every single day. That's what made it pretty easy for me.
What else do you find yourself being competitive at away from the game of baseball that might not be as serious?
MLB The Show. It's a big thing for me. I always talk trash with my buddies about who the best MLB The Show player is in the organization. But I could be pretty competitive with anything you could name. But I would say MLB The Show is probably the biggest thing.
You got guys here in the clubhouse that you play with or friends of yours?
I don't know if they're on the same level as I am. I'm trying to get them to play more. All jokes aside, though, yeah, we're trying to get a group of guys to get together and play every now and then, and maybe they'll try to beat me here and there, but I talk trash to them every day about it, so it's been fun.
What's tonight going to feel like to be back in a Riders uniform and be able to let it loose in a game again?
I'm feeling pretty excited. I don't know if it's nerves or excitement, but just to be back on the field with these guys and finally playing baseball again in a regular season, I'm pretty excited, and I'm just ready to get this year going.
Naturals and Riders with a 6:35 first pitch time. We just caught up with Justin Foscue. Justin, best of luck and good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews, in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back inside Riders Field as we're just about set to get things underway in Game 1 of a six-game series in Frisco, Texas, between the Riders and the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Chris Jared rejoining you, and we'll be joined by Zach Bigley as we get closer to first pitch. And it's a Silver Sluggers Tuesday at the ballpark, so fans that qualify get a discounted ticket rate every single Tuesday, home game at Riders Field. And check that out at ridersbaseball.com if you're looking to get to a Riders game at some point this season. I know that we're really excited to get our first home six-game series underway. Last series was a little bit of a whirlwind, just three games, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series against the Arkansas Travelers. And with opening night and everything going on, was a little bit of a tailspin. So now that we've got a couple of series underway, now really excited for a full slate of baseball as the Riders and Naturals begin a six-game set tonight. National anthem time at the ballpark, so we'll go ahead and step aside. Come back with us and catch the starting pitching matchup and a look at the starting lineups and a look around the schedule of the Texas League tonight. 6:35 start between the Naturals and the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. The Frisco Rough Riders return to Riders Field this week to a Frisco ISD night at Riders Field, presented by Whataburger. Fans can enjoy fireworks on Friday and Saturday, beginning with I Heart Frisco Night on Friday, and on Saturday, an appearance from NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick for It's Gonna Be May Night.
It's gonna be May.
With giveaways all night long. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from business services and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Rough Riders are back home and playing some incredible baseball right now, winners of six in a row. And the Frisco Rough Riders start off a brand new series today against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you. Chris Jarrett with me as well. And we're ready for more home baseball for the Frisco Rough Riders for today's starting lineup. Chris, take it away.
Let's do it, Zach. Looking at the Riders first, they've got J.P. Martinez, the center fielder, at the top of the card, followed up by the shortstop Ezekiel Duran batting second. Blaine Krim, who had a heck of a series in San Antonio, the first baseman in the three spot. And the left fielder, Dustin Harris, will bat from the left side. He bats fourth. Justin Foscue, the second baseman, back in a Riders uniform, batting fifth. Josh Stowers out in right field, batting sixth. And 7-8-9 of Johnny Ornelas, Jordan Procession, and Kellen Strom at third, catcher and designated hitter. Defensive alignment for the Riders quickly with Harrison left, Martinez in straightaway center, Stowers out in right. And it's Ornelas at third base for the first time this season. Duran at short, Foscue at second, Blaine Krim at first. Jordan Pro, right-handed starter for the first time this season, it's Kevin Gowdy. The right-hander at 6'4", 205, and he'll throw a fastball, slider, splitter. And this is Gowdy that came over and was a part of a trio of right-handers in the Hans Krause deal last year. Zach, his first double-A start of the season coming tonight against the Naturals.
Now we're really looking forward to seeing Kevin Gowdy this year. He's been good out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, including two strong innings on the road against San Antonio. I know you talked about it a little bit, Chris, but that series down in San Antonio, that was some fun baseball. Rough Riders, a six-game sweep. Second time they've swept the San Antonio Missions in a six-game series in the last 2 years, and they won a lot of close ball games.
And pitching had a lot to do with it. But one of the things that we talked about was guys doing a lot of different things, having great at-bats in pivotal times to win some close games, but a lot of stellar starting performances, and the Riders hoping that Gowdy can continue that tonight.
It's Kevin Gowdy, the right-hander, former Philadelphia Philly prospect, former second-round selection by the Phillies back in 2016. He's wearing number 33 on his cream jersey as we're ready to go for baseball from Frisco, Texas. Mikel Garcia is in from the right side. And Gowdy back into his windup. Away we go. A fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and we are underway. Our first pitch time today, 6:37, just 2 minutes tardy on an overcast day, a Tuesday. Here's the pitch on the way. A line drive into right field down the line. Stowers after it, and he makes the catch. Pulls it in chest high, and two pitches in. Kevin Gowdy has the first out of the day. The Rough Riders entering in at 8-1, the best record in AA. They have a AA best 6-game winning streak. It's the tied for the best record in all of minor league baseball at that 8-1 mark. Gowdy squares his shoulders towards the third base dugout, dealing with Nick Lofton, the center fielder, in the first pitch. A fastball across the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have the most saves in all of minor league baseball as well, with one ball and one strike, and that means one thing and one thing only. They've been winning a lot of close games, and they certainly have. A lot of one-run games. Here's Gowdy with the windup and the 1-1 pitch. A hard ground ball up the middle right to the shortstop, Duran, who gobbles it up, throws onto first base, and gets Nick Lofton. Two up, two down, and Michael Massey is the batter now. Rough Riders scoreless against Northwest Arkansas here in the top of the first. Two out, spaces clear. Massey, 9-for-34 to start his season. Gowdy from the third base side of the rubber back into his windup, glove over the cap in the pitch. A hard line drive down the right field line. It drops foul, and it's 0-1. Look at the defense behind Kevin Gowdy today. Dustin Harris out in left field, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers roams in right field. Johnny Ornelas is the third baseman. Ezekiel Duran already made a play at short. Justin Foscue makes his Riders debut this season at second base. Blaine Krim is at first, and Jordan Procession puts down the signs for Kevin Gowdy, who has him, winds back, high leg kick, the pitch. Bounces in there, Procession able to get in front of it. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders in first place still in the South Division in the Texas League by 2 games. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Massey, the left-handed batter, out in front, and it's 1-2. Northwest Arkansas, 3-6 on the season, and they've dropped 4 straight. They're in the cellar of the North Division. Wind back in the 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball into left center field with some carry. J.P. Martinez back to the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch, and runs into the screen in front of the LED out in left center field. Nice play by J.P. Martinez, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 inning for Kevin Gowdy in his first start in a Rough Riders uniform. Bottom first coming up, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to Innovation is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo, you want ketchup, we'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nice inning for Kevin Gowdy in the top half of the first inning. We go to the bottom half of the first. Alec Marsh back into his windup. First pitch to J.P. Martinez. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1 on Martinez. Martinez, Duran, Krim, top three for the Rough Riders against the right-hander Marsh, who winds back and deals. A chopper up the first baseline. Backhanded stop for Means. Underhand flip to Marsh covering, and he beats J.P. Martinez for the out. Duran hits now. Duran, the shortstop. hitting 290 to start the season, eight games in, nine for his first 31. Wind blowing heftily out to left field today on what is an overcast 70-degree day in April. Marsh's pitch, fastball at the knees, a strike, 0-1. Alec Marsh, the number 12 prospect in the Kansas City Royals organization. He faces the number 4 prospect in the Rangers organization in Duran. The 0-1, a hard fly ball deep to right center field. Lofton going back to the warning track, and he makes the catch. Boy, it doesn't seem like the ball is carrying very well, as that was a fastball at 92 that Duran turned around deep to right center. But a fly ball out, and there are two down. Blaine Krim hits now for the Rough Riders. Krim has been a hitting machine here in the early going. The pitch. Hard line drive up the middle, and that scoots into center field for a base hit. Krim picks up a single as he continues to do nothing but hit. 12 hits on the season now, and this is his ninth game played. He came in hitting 367. Dustin Harris, the batter now. Harris has been hitting as well for the Rough Riders. Marsh looks in. And the right-hander from the stretch, right in the middle of the slab, pitches home. Fastball pierces the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Harris riding a six-game hitting streak after going hitless in his first two games. Marsh has his sign and sets. And the right-hander's pitch. Down low, inside, it's 1-1. Marsh stands at 6'2", 220 pounds, 23 years old. It's B round pick back in 2019, 70th overall out of Arizona State. 1-1, fouled into the plate. And it's 1-2. The defense backing him up behind him today looks like this. John Rave out in left field, Nick Lofton in center, and Sully Matias out in right field. Nathan Eaton, the third baseman, Michael Garcia at shortstop. Michael Massey is the second baseman, Jake Means at first, and Sebastian Rivero is the catcher. The offering home, grounded foul back behind home off to the right. Still 1-2. Rough Riders looking to get to Marsh here in the first inning, as that's something they've done early and often so far this season, having scored first in every single one of their nine games so far this year. Runner at first, two outs, no score. The pitch. Harris swings, smacks it on one hop out to second base. Michael Massey backhands, throws onto first, and he gets him for the final out of the first inning. Rough Riders turned away, no runs a hit, no errors, runner left stranded. To the top of the second, Kevin Gowdy back out for his second inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Both pitchers very quick and efficient in the first inning. Chris, that's about as good as you're going
to
see.
It is, and Kevin's hoping to roll that back as well. He had 9 pitches, 7 strikes, and really good stuff out of Alec Marsh, too. Both notable strike zone finders, and Marsh, 10 pitches with 9 strikes, so really good stuff out of the two, out of the gate.
3 combined balls in the first inning between the two pitchers, not bad. First pitch on the way to Sully Matias, a swing and a miss on a good offering low of the zone, and it's 0-1. Talk about good control. Well, there's a guy who has excellent power, and that's Sully Matias. In from the right side, Gowdy's offering. Matias watches one, flicker across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Matias has some of the best raw power you'll find in the minors, and he has shown it off over the last few years. 0-1. Low and outside. 1-2 now on Matias. So far through this season, no home runs, but hitting .321, 9 for his first 28, and he's driven in 6. Here's Gowdy's offering on the way to Matias. A swing and a foul off Procession. It goes back behind home, and it's 1-2. Matias was formerly a high prospect in the organization for Kansas City, but he has since really struggled hitting for average. They'll wind back in the 1-2. A hard ground ball up the middle. Duran to his left. He gobbles behind the second base bag, slings it on to first, and gets Matias. One away on the ground out to short. At plate. In a scoreless second.
That's good speed there for the catcher, too. That's a difficult play for Duran to make, drifting to his left a little bit, but ate it up and got a throw in there just in time for Matias, who was really giving an effort down the first baseline.
Power-speed combination for Matias. And the first pitch on the way to Rivera. A check swing and a miss and a good breaking ball off the outside corner. 0-1. Gowdy, as Chris alluded to in the pregame, a 3-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, splitter, the 0-1. A check swing, and he held up on a pitch off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Gowdy underwent Tommy John surgery in the beginning of the 2017 season while still with the Philadelphia Phillies organization. The 1-1. High fly ball down the right field line. Long run for Blaine Krim. The first baseman in fair territory makes the catch. Ends up being a pop out. Sebastian Rivero is down. 2 outs and Nathan Eaton bats now. 5 up, 5 down for Kevin Gowdy. No score here in the second.
That's not exactly an easy play for Krim. He got there, and it was fortunate for him. He did. 17-mile-an-hour, Zach, from right to left. That's what we've got. You can hear the wind sometimes every now and then.
Windy, windy day. First pitch. Fastball. Smears the outside corner of strike. 0-1. Well, as Tommy John surgeries kept Gowdy out of competing in the 2017 and 2018 seasons. 0-1. High and tight. Bends him back. 1-1. Came back in 2019, and then halfway through the 2021 season, he was traded to the Rangers. He issues in the 1-1. Low and away, picked by Procession in the dirt, 2-1. Well, during that rehab, he was tinkering around with stuff. You try to find stuff to do, of course. He used to throw a straight change. He decided to throw a split-fingered fastball instead, 2-1. Sawed him off, Foscue back. The second baseman puts it away, and the side comes to a close. It's worked out pretty well for him, and he's gone 6 up, 6 down here to begin the ballgame. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Smooth through 2 innings. We go bottom 2, no score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at RidersBaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The return of Justin Foscue to Riders Field starts things off in the bottom of the second. No score between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Zach Bigley, Chris Jarrett with you. Very happy to have you along. Foscue steps in from the right side against Alec Marsh. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Breaking ball finds the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Just a prospect in the Rangers organization. 0-1 his way. A swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball off the outside edge. 0-2. Foscue dealt with some back tightness to begin the season and towards the end of spring training, so he missed the beginning of this season. 0-2. A check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. He went around, and that's strike three. First strikeout for Alec Marsh, who does that quite a bit. And there's one away. Got him with a slider off the outside edge. Rough Riders have the lone hit today. Neither team has a run. Automatically the second, one out. Here's Josh Stowers. Alec Marsh in his first full season. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Stowers swings and misses at a high heater at 95, and it's 0-1. An almost 40% strikeout rate. That's a lot of strikeouts. He winds back, deals in the 0-1. Fastball just outside. One ball, one strike, and he can really run it up there. He'll be in the mid-90s. He can touch 99. Wind back in the 1-1. Low and away. Two balls, one strike. Four pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He has his sign with his shoulders right towards home plate. He winds. 2-1. Stowers takes a high fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. Marsh really showed off the high strikeout numbers in his first start this year. 2-2. A hard line drive in a deep right center field. Matias going back to the warning track. Up at the wall, he watches it bang off the middle of the fence. Stowers up to second, and he stops right there. One out double for Josh Stowers. His third double of the season. He struck that well. 104 miles an hour off the bat for Josh Stowers. Picks up his third two-bagger.
Yeah, and the wind might have had something. I know we talked about it, but that one headed out towards right, and I think the wind was maybe drifting it further towards the center field wall. So maybe on a hotter, calmer Wednesday, that ball might have flown.
Johnny Ornelas takes his turn now. And pitch clock violation. Or no. Is time called? Nope, it is a pitch clock violation. So one ball and no strikes. It goes on Alec Marsh. Here's the set. And the offering on the way. A swing and a foul. Back into the glove of Rivero. One ball and one strike. Second hit for the Rough Riders. First time they have a man in scoring position. Here in the second inning, no score. The pitch. Ornelas a check swing on a ball that misses low. He was not able to hold up. It's a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. And Romero's going to go out and chat with him. Johnny Ornelas, good start to his season. 10 for his first 33, a 303 average. A lot of singles, though. The right-hander toes the rubber. Marsh tucks the glove to his chest. He has his sign come set and issues in the 1-2. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by him at 96 miles an hour. There are two outs. And Jordan Procession hits now. Rough Riders and Naturals scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning with Josh Stowers at second base. Open stance from the left side for Procession, who started off extremely hot at the plate. First pitch, fastball just outside. One ball, no strikes. Procession six for his first 10. He's homered. A three-run go-ahead homer in the eighth inning in last Wednesday's game. 1-0 pitch. Outside. Procession has picked up two hits in each one of his three starts. 2-0. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, 2-1. That Marsh fastball has a lot of life, especially up in the zone. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. And a throwback towards second. Stowers in there safely. Michael Garcia was trying to sell it. Started jogging off the field after laying down the tag. But nothing doing. And Stowers still at second base with two outs. Here's the set. The pitch. Fastball. Strike outside corner. 2-2. Game 1 of 6 here in this series between Northwest Arkansas and Frisco. These two teams last year met 11 times. Northwest Arkansas just edging out Frisco. The pitch, high and away. 3-2. A 6-5 advantage for Northwest Arkansas over the Rough Riders, and that led to the Rough Riders' demise when it came to the postseason. That was the tiebreaker. The two teams finished the season tied. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Procession strikes out on a ball in the dirt. And the side comes to a close. So Marsh strikes out the side. He allows a double to Josh Stowers, but leaves him at second. No runs, a hit. No errors, a runner left stranded. And we go to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett takes the mic in a scoreless game when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still a scoreless ball game from Riders Field. Bruce Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And it's Kevin Gowdy, the right-hander that has looked pretty darn good in his first two frames. Double for Josh Stowers. Couldn't bring in a run for the Riders in the home half of the second. And we stay scoreless. Six up, six down so far for Gowdy. And the Naturals will send 7-8-9 to the plate. Here's Robbie Glendinning. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. That's Glendinning. Righty-righty matchup. Next toss. And that's in there, called strike two. Really good stuff for Gowdy in the first inning. 9 pitches, 7 strikes. 12 pitches, 8 strikes in the second. Now the 0-2 home. Outside, he missed with the slider. It's a ball and two strikes. Two scoreless frames so far from Frisco, Texas. The 1-2, and it hits the batter from the right side. That came right in on Glendenning. So he'll be the first base runner allowed by Gowdy. First baseman Jake Means to up next.
That fastball got away from him up and in at 95 miles an hour. Caught him in the left shoulder. That's not going to feel very good.
No. Lights are on at Riders Field. They've been on since the later afternoon and into the evening. Righty-righty as Gowdy comes set at the waist. Motions home. High and inside for ball one. First time tonight that Gowdy has missed on his first pitch. Other than that, he's been putting himself in great spots. One ball and no strikes to the first baseman, Jake Means. Next toss. Registers outside edge. And it evens up the count. Ball and a strike. Alec Marsh, the other opposing pitcher for the Naturals, looking just as sharp despite the hits allowed. Break even. Breaks the bat of Means, and a floater out to right field won't give Stowers any trouble. He hauls it in for the first out. Sounded like it bristled the bat of Means. And yielding a new one when he comes to the plate for the next time. Bottom of the order for the Nats. It's the left fielder, John Rave. Rave has had a slower start to the season. Fifth rounder, the Redbirds, Illinois State. First pitch, shows bunt and pulls it back. It misses the zone for ball one. He's an Illinois kid, born in Canton, and resided in Bloomington. Righty-lefty, the next toss, wave and a miss. First strike one, now it's an even count, ball and a strike. ...170 games for Rave when he was in Normal. 1-1. That's in. And a called strike two. Good bounce back for Gowdy. He got the... And now Rave down in the count. Gowdy with the stirrups up to the knees. And he comes home. Scooped foul over the net. Late cut by the left fielder Rave. Keeps the count a ball and two strikes. Everybody in action across the Texas League tonight. It's just one game on Easter Sunday. For the most part, everybody else had that Sunday off for travel on the weekend. 1-2. When it just missed inside. Big take by Rave to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order, and Michael Garcia, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Two balls, two strikes from Gowdy, the pitch. Blasted down the first baseline. That one's tugged deep into the corner, and it's gone. On a 2-2 pitch, John Rave brings in two on one swing, and the Naturals take the lead at the top of the third inning. First homer of the season for Rave, and it gives the Nats the first lead of the night. It's the first time this season that Frisco has not found the scoreboard first, Zach.
Yeah, it is. Nine games, the Rough Riders had found the first run of the game, not tonight.
Righty-righty to Garcia. The first pitch misses high for ball one.
And who would have thought it would be a homer, too, coming into today? These are the last and second-to-last teams in the league in home runs.
1-0. Misses low. It's now two balls, no strikes.
It's just the second homer this season for Northwest Arkansas.
And the Riders with three. Two balls, no strikes, a pitch. That's in there.
How often do you see this, Chris? The ones for Northwest Arkansas right now, they're 8 and 9 hitters.
2-1. Back-to-back fastballs. Now back to an even count. Not often.
A lot of power in the bottom.
Yeah.
He's stacking it down to the below.
Again, the 2-2. That's low. Garcia didn't bite. Loads the count full. A much longer at-bat for the shortstop. Garcia was a two-pitch line-out-to-right victim to begin the ball game. Payoff pitch. Hot chopper towards short. Duran's there for it. Couple hops, and he'll throw low to first. Krim picked it out of the dirt, and it popped out of his glove. That'll put the shortstop Garcia aboard. Center fielder Nick Lofton is next.
It's the second time in the last 3 days we've seen Duran with a throwing error. He's very smooth on the defensive side, but that time, throwing sidearm, just let it go a little bit low. Rough Riders have been a very good fielding team this year. That's just their third error, make it their fourth error all season from position players, one error from a pitcher.
Well, Duran took the time. The ball got to him pretty quick, but Garcia motoring down the first baseline. He had to get it there in a hurry. First pitch to Lofton. That just misses high and outside. Slider from Gowdy let go a little bit too early, and it's 1-0. Wind continues to persist. It's been sharp since the start of the game, and even before that, 1-0 will wait. Throw to first. Garcia slides back in safe. Late April baseball. Gowdy coming set at the waist, the 1-0. It misses low. Fastball that ran just a bit south for the right-hander Gowdy. Two balls, no strikes. Was really good entering this inning. As we mentioned, 21. The 2-0. Runner goes for second. It misses down and low. Throw down, not in time. And Foskey was there. And a sharp throw from Procession, but they can't get him, and Garcia swipes a bag.
It looked like the throw and Garcia got there at the same exact time. And unfortunately, Foskey had his glove hit by the sliding Garcia. The ball just popped out. Fifth stolen base of the year for Garcia.
Three balls, no strikes to Lofton, and it misses way high and in for ball four. Seth Nordlund warming for the Riders down the third baseline, deep in the left field corner. That will draw everybody in on the mound, and Jarrett Gettert taking a stroll out. And we will see the Riders making a pitching change here early in tonight's game. Effectively the longest go for Kevin Gowdy, but he only records an out in the top of the third. And it's the Naturals with a 2-0 lead at Riders Field. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See orthopedic patients who have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Seth Nordlund warming up on the mound as he tries to tie together the top of the third inning that has seen the Naturals take a 2-0 lead over Frisco. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Riders riding hot off a six-game sweep the last time out against San Antonio on the road. The Riders took all six. They bring that win streak of six into tonight's Tuesday debut. But for the first time this season, the Riders allowing the opposing team to take the first lead of a ball game. Seth Nordlund standing tall, 6'2", 225. Native of Mesa, Arizona. Inherits a pair of runners, just one out atop the third. Righty-lefty, he comes set for Michael Massey. First pitch, and it gets away from Procession for ball one, and both runners easily advance into scoring position. Garcia down to third and Loft into second. There's been one hit in this inning. Naturals with a one up in the column, up in the hit column, should say, on the scoreboard. And it was a pole shot from the left fielder, John Rave, his first homer of the season. And Nordlund will step off. Seth throws sinker, slider, changeup, four-seam. 1-0, inner portion of the zone, and it evens up the count, ball and a strike. He'll try and drive with that low sinking fastball and then mix the slider changeup in there. 1-1, hot grounder down the first baseline, and it's called foul. Boy, not by much. Loud call from Jake Bruner, our crew chief, behind home plate. He's got Alex Nash at first and Ben Engstrand over at third. Nordlund now in front with two in scoring position, just one out in the top of the third. Naturals leading Frisco 2-0. 1-2. Screamed foul on the ground over towards the Northwest Arkansas dugout. The count stays 1-2. Only record that would come close is Tulsa at 6-3. And then Midland also at 6-3. An incredible team stat for the Rock Hounds early this season. 1-2. Back to the net. Still a ball and two strikes. It's by far the best team batting average in the Texas League. One, two again. Liner towards second and on a line, gloved by Foscue for the second out. Could not afford any mistakes there. Unfortunately, Foscue able to get the leather under it and secure the second out. Of course, both runners stays. Garcia still at third and Lofton at second. Two gone for Sully Matias. Midland averaging as a team. Righty-righty from Nordlund. First pitch, wave and a miss at 83 for strike one. Matias stood in for five pitches to begin the second. At the time, it was the longest at-bat for Kevin Gowdy. 0-1. Wave and a miss for strike two. Turn to the splitter. Beg your pardon, the slider. But it's Nordlund in front, 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Low. Knocked down by a Procession behind the plate. And now a ball and two strikes. Nordlund tasked with just keeping the damage at two runs. He came in with two aboard. And a pitch that bounced away from home allowed both runners to advance. 1-2. High fly ball. Will this stay in play? Krim at first drifting into foul territory. He's under it. Makes the grab for out number three. And Seth Nordland, with a big-time appearance out of the pen, comes in and shuts down the threat. Northwest Arkansas plates two on the first homer of the season for the left fielder, John Rave. Line officially closed for Kevin Gowdy, and we head to the home half of the third inning. Naturals in front of Frisco, 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Yes, sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that specialized equipment and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom stands in the first pitch of the bottom of the third, pumped across and misses low and inside for ball one. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you at a dusky Riders Field, the 1-0. Hot grounder foul down the third baseline. One ball and one strike to the designated hitter batting ninth. It's Kellen Strom. Native of Eugene, Oregon. Strom with an OPS just south of 800. 795 on a 278 average. The 1-1. When it misses upstairs. Two balls and a strike to Strom. Top of the order, J.P. Martinez on deck. He's got one of just three homers this season, 2-1. That also misses. Three balls and a strike. In the best position any Riders batter's been in tonight, on the right-hander, Alec Marsh. Hitters count, the pitch home. Missed low and inside for ball four. Allowed base runners tonight, but that the first walk that the righty starter has let slip away from him. And it is the top of the order in J.P. Martinez due up. Righty-lefty matchup for the hard-hitting outfielder. Strom getting his lead at first. The first pitch. Opposite way and a floater that drops in safe into left field for a base hit. One pitch to Martinez, all that he needed. Strom advances to second, and the Riders in business in the home half of the third. Can they keep things moving? They'll turn to Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, to try and do that.
That's been the key to the first nine games so far, is stringing together hits. You mentioned only three home runs for the Rough Riders this year, but they've been able to put a lot of hits together throughout certain innings, and that's how they picked up a ton of their runs.
First pitch. And missed high. One ball, no strikes to the shortstop, Ezekiel Duran. One oh. Back to the net. Fouled away on a hearty cut from the shortstop. It's now a ball and a strike. Waiting for this guy to get behind one.
Oh, yeah. He almost did in the first inning. Deep fly out to right center field.
Yeah, that took Lofton all the way to the wall. I thought Stowers did as well in the third. The 1-1. popped in the air. This will drift over shallow first base line, and Means underneath it to make the catch. One gone in the third. Duran now 0 for 2. Here's Blaine Krim. Had the first hit of the night for Frisco back in the first, a two-out base knock. Ready, ready as Marsh kicks and throws. When it backed Krim off, but located in there. Strike one. Inning that started with a Strom walk. Turn the lineup to the top. Martinez base hit. 0-1. Whoa, and Krim lost the bat over towards the dugout as the ball deflected at the plate. I believe it stayed entirely intact. Krim just lost it. He says, I need that.
Now the bat boy is taking
it. Keep you on your toes, Dustin Harris, who awaits on deck. The count moves to 0-2. Runners at second and first. One gone in the bottom of the third. Riders trailing 2-0 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The 0-2 pitch. Outside. Count moves to 1-2. Righty, righty. Ball and two strikes. Marsh fires home. Waited on it, but a grounder towards third. Chance for two. Throw to second and one. Down to first. Double play. 5-4-3 Twin Killer. And the Naturals able to muffle out a leadoff walk and base hit, retiring Duran on a little pop-out in the infield, and Krim with an infield double play. 2-0 Naturals to the fourth inning we go next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark. Located high above heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All set to start the fourth from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And Seth Nordland, the right-handed reliever, back on the mound. Certainly settled things down to end the top of the third. But the Nats did tack on two. Riders had a good chance in the home half, but a 5-4-3 double play squandered any chance of getting Frisco on the scoreboard. Righty, righty, first pitch. Misses for ball one. Sebastian Rivero, the catcher in. Nordland's 1-0. Tipped into the glove of Procession for strike one. Evens up the count. Popped out to Krim for the second out back in the second. Towering ball that almost caught the jet stream in the air. 1-1. Loud called strike two. No strikeouts yet for Riders pitching. Kevin Gowdy, 2 1/3. A walk and no K's, but was really efficient his first two. 1-2. Outside. Catcher Rivero would not chase. Count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's 2-2 pitch. Fastball, late swing. And a jam shot to Rivero, but it's fouled down the third baseline. And it stays 2-2. Get you some action around the rest of the Texas League in just a moment. Everybody in action tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. There's the first strikeout for Riders pitching. And it sits Rivero down on strikes. One gone in the top of the fourth. Tulsa and Springfield in the bottom of the third inning, should say. All tied up at one apiece. Nathan Eaton is next. Righty-righty. First pitch. Swing back to the net. No balls and a strike to the third baseman that also flew out to the infield, but over to Justin Foscue. Arkansas on the road at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. 0-1. Snaps the glove of procession and finds a zone for a called strike two. Nordland starting to pick up his pace a bit. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch home. In the air out to right field. Stowers tracks it, drifting towards the line, and makes a running grab for out number two. Just 3 pitches, all that's needed for Eaton to sit him down for the second out. Nobody aboard for Robbie Glendinning. Designated hitter that was the first base runner allowed by Kevin Gowdy tonight. First pitch missed low and inside, ball one. Was in front 0-2, then missed on his next toss. And on a ball and 2-strike count, he plunked the Nat DH. 1-0. Called strike one. Jake Means flew out to right field. There was one away in the top of the third. John Rave was sitting 1-2. Swung foul and tipped out of the glove of procession for strike two. And got way in front of a Gowdy fastball. Pulled it down the right field line. It got out of here in a hurry. That's our difference. 2-0 Naturals in front of Frisco on the top of the fourth. Seth Nordland has entered the ball game and retired his first 4. And chance for another, or for a 1-2-3, should say. 1-2. When it just missed. Glendinning thought about it. Slowed the swing, and it evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We mentioned Corpus Christi and Arkansas. It's the Hooks in front. 1-0 at home. 2-2. Popped over foul territory. Krim will give it a chase. But it loudly knocks on top of the visitors' dugout. Count stays 2-2. Midland and Wichita scoreless, headed to the bottom of the second. And Amarillo with a home game tonight in a game that saw 29 scored runs and 31 hits. 2-2 pitch. Ooh, it just missed. Good toss from Nordland. Glendinning held up, and the count is full. Saadi scored 10 in the eighth. 3-2. Missed for ball four. Infield was on its way out. Glendinning tosses the bat. He'll cruise to first. First base runner allowed by Nordland since taking over in the third.
I feel like this season that ballpark has played even more offensive so far. If that's even possible. I mean, that score is ridiculous.
I'm getting used to these things, you know, or you're getting accustomed to in your second year. I don't know these things yet. Sad to see these box scores. First pitch to Jake Means. It's a loud strike one. 31 hits. No balls and a strike. Gets away from procession, bounces to his right, and allows Glendinning to jog over to second. Yeah, Amarillo does house the top batting average in the league. It's Dominic Canzone. Nordland's 1-1. And misses low. Now two balls and a strike. Canzone with a .448 batting average. A pair of Rock Hounds batters behind with Foyle and Bride, also above .400. 2-1 toss. Slow grounder towards Duran at short. He'll eat it up, and a quick throw to first in time for the third and final out in the top of the fourth inning. Two-out walk allowed by Nordland, but no damage done. Still Naturals in front of Frisco. 2-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday, home to presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris looks to kick off the home half of the fourth inning where the Riders trailing the Naturals 2-0 our score in Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrod, that's Zach Bigley to my left, and all season long we'll be bringing you Riders Baseball. First pitch to Dustin, wave and a miss for strike one. Really excited. You find different times during seasons where energy runs low, then it's really, really high. Coming into Tuesday, really excited. 0-1. Tipped into the glove for strike two. Easy to be excited when the Riders take six in San Antonio, as they did.
I missed you.
Aw. Keep it together now. 0-2. That's low. Blocked by Rivero. Ball and two strikes to Harris. Riders go 4, 5, and 6 to start the bottom of the fourth.
Although
good things.
I will say, the last broadcast you were on, the Rough Riders lost.
That's fair. I actually was not going to bring that up, but glad you did. 1-2's a high chopper up the middle of the infield. Massey, a running stop. Throw to first, and Means can't dig it out of the dirt. Harris with a little pressure applied. The speed down the first baseline. He gets there in time. Second consecutive frame, the Riders put the leadoff man aboard.
It's an official scorer's nightmare right there. That's a close play.
Yes.
I'd give that a hit.
I think a hit, too, because I think even in the glove, that's a tight call. If it's a little higher, a little more online, it would have shaved some seconds off. But Justin Foscue standing in righty-righty. Harris at first base. First pitch. Gets away from Rivero, and Dustin will give it a look. One ball, no strikes to Foscue that on three pitches went down swinging. Back to start the second.
Larry, our longtime official scorer here, agrees with us.
Nice.
Hit.
Yes. Righty-righty as Alec Marsh back on the mound. Three complete innings behind him, 1-0. High and tight at the hands of Foscue for ball two.
That's now a seven-game hitting streak for Dustin Harris with that infield single.
That's great to see after what was a start at Riders Field with a lot going on. First, the 2-0. In the air out to right field. Matias will now come in on a bit of a line. Makes the grab. Harris bluffs in advance at second. He'll stay put. One gone in the home half of the fourth. Certainly not deep enough for Dustin to try and make a move towards third.
Also, Sully Matias has a cannon for an arm. He's rated as the best outfield arm in the system for Kansas City.
Ooh. Josh Storrs gave one a good ride back in the second, banged it off the middle of the wall, took a double. He stands in now. Ready from March, the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Riders with their first two aboard back in the third, couldn't make anything of it. Seeing how this team has played games so far this season, that should surprise you. 0-1. Outside. Ball on a strike to the right fielder, Storrs. Took one off the left arm when the Riders were home most recent on Saturday. Kept him out of action on Sunday, but Marshall step off. Good to see him back in full swing. When Frisco hit the road, took things to San Antonio. It's an even count of a ball and a strike. One gone in the bottom of the fourth. Two.
Now that ball that hit Storrs hit him right above the elbow and right below the tricep. And it was about two sizes too big. It was very swollen, but he's able to man up. He's good to go.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Marsh comes home. High fly ball out to straightaway center. Lofton will track it. Ranging further and further into the gap. Makes the grab. And again, a fly ball that Harris cannot advance on. He remains at second. There's two gone.
Rough Riders starting 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position tonight with that fly out.
Here's Johnny Ornelas. Guy that would love to do the job of putting the Riders on the scoreboard. Righty-righty, the first pitch. Starts right at Johnny and then finds the zone for a called strike one. Ornelas with an average just under 300. 294 so far. 1-0 runs high. Outside, ball and a strike. Just three strikeouts for Marsh. They all came in the second when he K'd the side, ignoring what it felt like a one-out double from Josh Storrs. 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Every batter put the ball in play in the first. Same with the third, aside from a walk to Kellen Strom. Count is 1-2. Harris leading at second base. Marsh comes set. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss, low for strike three. That'll do it for the Riders in the fourth. And a leadoff base hit. Advance to second for Dustin Harris. Foscue, Storrs, and Ornelas all retired in order. 2-0 Naturals. We'll head to the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Starting the fifth inning from Riders Field, let's get you back to Zach Bigley.
Thank you, Chris. Seth Nordlund deals with John Rave in the ninth spot. First pitch, fastball hums outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. You think the 9-0 hitter? Well, it should be an easy start. Well, John Rave is responsible for both runs in this game so far. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Fastball outside, 2-0. Rave at his first home run of the year. A line drive shot just over the wall down the 2-0. Breaking ball outside, 3 balls, no strikes. It's just his 7th hit this season. He's playing in his 10th game. 3-0 on the way. Fastball catches the corner for a strike. 3-1. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. It's just one hit allowed, that home run from Rave that came in the third. Offering home. Fastball outside, ball 4. Walk to start things off in the 5th. Go back up to the top of the order. Third time through for Michael Garcia. 2 runs, 1 hit, and no errors for Northwest Arkansas. The Rough Riders, no runs on 4 hits. And the normally sure-gloved Rough Riders with 1 error tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Nordlund readies and deals in. Slashed foul out of play. Right side up into the concourse. 0-1. The shortstop reached on an error from Ezekiel Duran. The shortstop back in the third. Pinwheels the bat out to the mound. From the stretch, Nordlund. The 0-1. A strike in the outside corner. 0-2. Rough Riders committing just their 4th error by position players, 5th error overall. To start this season here in their first 10 games. Nordlund issues in the 0-2. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him down low and inside with a breaking offering. His 2nd strikeout. There's one away here in the 5th with the runner aboard. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. Here's Nick Lofton.
And no more mustache there for Seth Nordlund. I don't know if that happened in San Antonio. Did you see that?
Yeah, he went no mustache. I think at the beginning of that road trip. I don't think he ever had a mustache on the road. Here's the set. Righty comes inside on him, and it's 1 ball, no strikes.
Well, all new to us, for folks that saw the last broadcast at Riders Field, it was quite the mustache that he arrived to Frisco in.
Yeah.
No longer.
Ball gets loose in left center field off the berm, and Dustin Harris has to go retrieve it. Tosses it back up there. And the mustacheless Seth Nordlund prepares to deal in the 1-0 to Lofton. Right-hander from the stretch. He brings it home. Check swing just outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Oh, wow, he did go around. They appealed, and Alex Nash said he did. 1 ball, 1 strike. Nordlund readies. Rave leads from first. 1-1. Hit in the air down the right field line. Hooking and foul. 1-2. We're talking about the Rough Riders with their lack of defensive miscues this year. Defensive miscues have played a huge role in the Rough Riders' ability to win close games this year. Here's the set. And a throw goes over to first. Rave back in safely. Frisco has allowed 36 runs this year in 9 games, entering tonight. All of them have been earned against the Frisco pitching staff. On the offensive side, the Rough Riders have scored 13 unearned runs this year. 1-2. Runner takes off. Grounder to third baseline and foul. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Meaning that's 13 runs that have come across when the inning should have ended. The Rough Riders' run differential this year, plus 16. there have been multiple instances that you can point to where the Rough Riders have scored go-ahead runs or taken the lead early in the ballgame because of errors by the opposition. A 1-2 misses outside. It's two balls and two. Maybe a little bit of both. Rough Riders putting the ball in play in big situations and coming away with runs. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, fly ball to center. J.P. Martinez can't find it. He locates the baseball and makes the catch. Two outs. Michael Massey bats now with a runner at first. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas, top of the fifth. Massey's 0-for-2 today. A fly out to center and a line out to the second baseman, Foskey. Left-hander at the plate, righty on the mound. Here she comes. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders were very good defensively last season as well. Second in the league in fielding percentage, and this season they're following suit. The offering. Down low and inside, two balls, no strikes. And that can make all the difference in wins and losses, of course, but it also makes all the difference when it comes to how your starting pitcher does or how your pitcher in general does. 2-0. Line hard, foul, right side, into the seats. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders pitchers have done a really good job to begin the year, but the defense has helped them out in certain situations, and I'm sure they're very thankful for that. 2-1. Down and in. Procession keeps it in front. Three balls, one strike. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the catchers as well. Procession back there making just his second start behind the plate. Matt Watley just placed on the IL with an ankle injury. He'll be fine pretty soon. He's been really good for David Garcia, the young guy. It's been good as well. Quick check on John Rave over at first base. He's back in safely. Three and one on Massey. The right-hander's pitch. Fly ball hit high in the air to center field. J.P. Martinez backs up a couple steps. He's under it. Two-handed grab, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on base on a leadoff walk. And we're halfway home. Bottom half of the fifth coming up. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 to the Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jordan Procession takes high and away, and we are underway in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, the 1-0. Slips across the knees, right over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. Procession, Strom, and Martinez. 8-9-1 against Alec Marsh. The starter is still out there. The wind back, and the pitch on the way. That one misses low. A check, and Procession was able to hold up. 2-1. Rough Riders with 4 hits tonight, just nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. 2-1. Procession grounds it back up the middle, and that scoots into center field. It's picked up by the shortstop Garcia in the outfield grass, but no play on to first base as he bounced it in there. Procession with an infield single, and that's now hits in all 4 of his starts.
And that'll only help his .545 batting average.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I've heard that is.
1,400 OPS will climb.
Actually, might drop with the single.
Actually, yeah. Actually, you're right. Yeah. 500 to start the game, and the batting average is going to duck.
Pitch to Strom. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom drew a walk back in the third to open up his day at the plate in the ninth spot today. Marsh from the stretch. And the pitch home. Outside. Ball and a strike. That's something that Strom is really going to focus on this year. He said last year he finished with more strikeouts than walks, and this year his goal is to walk more than he strikes out. He's at 7 walks, 7 strikeouts so far. 1-1. Low and away. 2-1. Strom tucks the bat under his left arm, adjusts the batting gloves. Procession takes his lead off of first. And here's the pitch on the way. Strom takes high, and it's 3-1. Well, the Rough Riders have just hit 3 home runs so far this season. 1 here at home, an opening day home run from J.P. Martinez. 2 on the road, 1 from Sandro Fabian, 1 from Jordan Procession. The 3-1. Dips low off the outside corner, ball 4. Procession takes second. Kellen Strom, 2 walks and 2 plate appearances. He's now walked more than he struck out. 8 walks, 7 strikeouts. J.P. Martinez takes his turn at the plate. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 here in the home half of the fifth. Frisco seeing very different offensive production than a season ago. The first offering slips high and outside, and it's 1 and no strikes. The Rough Riders hit a ton of home runs last year. They hit the 2nd most home runs in franchise history while only playing 120 games as opposed to the normal 140. The 1-0, high and outside again, it's 2-0.
Marsh might be towards the close here. He's looked really, really good, but he's out for the fifth, and Northwest Arkansas does have a left-hander up and warming. Zach, it's a fellow Zach, spelled with an H, Zach Hockey.
You love it when they spell it correctly.
Correctly, okay, got it.
Sebastian Rivera, the catcher, goes out and chats really quickly with Alec Marsh. He's back behind home. So Hockey warming up. 2 aboard for the Riders, nobody out. The pitch. Martinez fouls it straight back. 2-1. Martinez went the other way his last time up high. If he's able to let the ball travel and drive it the other way, that is going to make him into a very dangerous hitter. 2-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Martinez has power. Didn't show it off much last year. Has 1 home run this year, as mentioned. But he has the ability to send it out of the ballpark. 15 homers in 2019. 3-1. Fouled off the umpire, Jake Bruner, back behind home. He caught that flush in the face mask. Rivera immediately turns around and checks, and Bruner says he's all right. I'll wake you up.
Yeah.
15 home runs for Martinez
along with 32 steals in 2019. Mostly with the Down East Wood Ducks. Payoff home. He takes high, ball four. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders, nobody out. And Ezekiel Duran bats, but he's not going to face Alec Marsh. Or is he? Derek Lewis, the pitching coach, coming out, and he's going to chat with Marsh.
Yeah, he only had allowed one walk through four innings, and now the base hit and back-to-back walk. So, of course, up until this point, nothing has bothered the right-hander in Marsh. You know, we say he might be nearing the end of his outing. That's, of course, if the Riders allow it to. If nothing comes in and they don't make anything of the base runners, which has unfortunately been the tale of the start of the game, it's a guy in Marsh that has gone long distances and high pitch counts before. So this is go time in a good spot in the order as Ezekiel Duran comes up.
Duran nearly missed a home run his first time up. Fly ball out to deep right center. And popped out to the first baseman his second time up in the third. Bases loaded, nobody out. Riders trailing 2-0 here in the fifth. The pitch. Duran takes high. One ball, no strikes. Big chance for Duran, who has absolutely pelted the baseball to start the season. Six doubles leads the Texas League entering tonight. Boom. He swings, cracks it foul in the air right side. And it's one ball and one strike.
Every miss of the zone in the Martinez at bat was a fastball high, and Marsh just trying to find a fastball over the plate, but consistently missing high in the same spot. This is a guy in Duran you don't want to miss with a fastball over the middle of the plate.
You're right. Here's the 1-1. Fouled back again. Off to our right side, 1-2. Fastball velocity has dipped down for Marsh. He was in the 95-96 range here in the fifth, working on 74 pitches. Last couple at 93 miles an hour. He rears back here, and the 1-2 on the way. Soft liner, shallow right field. It dunks in for a base hit. Procession scores. Strom stopped at third, and the Riders are on the board. RBI single for Ezekiel Duran on a check swing liner into right field. You don't always have to hit it hard. Just 76 miles an hour off the bat, but it gets it done. I think he caught that right on the barrel.
He sure did, and a floater too for, of course, Strom wanted to make sure that it would find grass. And a good holdup by Jared Gettert at third. Nobody out. No reason to try and press the issue.
And that's going to do it. Alec Marsh out of the ballgame. We'll see our first dip into the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas here in this series. Rough Riders with nobody out. Bases loaded, 2-1. Northwest Arkansas leads, but Frisco going to try and change that. After we come back, we'll introduce you to the new pitcher. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, last year's Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit Riders Bay. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Hockey, the new right-hander, takes over for Alec Marsh. Faces Blaine Krim with the bases loaded. Bottom half of the fifth inning. One run in. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Not an easy spot to come in. Right-hander against right-hander from the stretch. He kicks and fires. High fly ball hit to center field. Lofton tracing back. Still going back into a back pedal. Reaches out, makes the catch. Strom tags. He heads home. Everybody tags and moves up a base. Sacrifice fly, Blaine Krim. Rough Riders tie the game up here in the home half of the fifth.
Boy, and that's a great first out. Just took it way deep to Lofton, all the way to center. Plenty of time for Strom to come in. And Martinez, Zach, I think had a lot of intention if that ball was hit a little bit deeper to try and score. He sprinted to third and took a big turn at third. Gettert says, whoa now, just one out. Let's stay where we are.
Martinez does have that speed. Didn't want to press the issue, though, and here's Dustin Harris. Runners at second and third, one down, tie game at two. The pitch. Grounded foul, first base side. 0-1. Harris, an infield single his last time up. The second base. Extending his hitting streak to seven games. Hands close to the chest, rocking back and forth. He pinwheels the bat to the mound. And here's Hockey's pitch. A line drive to right field. Matias over towards the line, coming in. Slides, couldn't get it. He trapped it. Martinez comes in to score. There goes Duran to third. He slides in head first safely. RBI single. Dustin Harris gives the Rough Riders the lead. It's 3-2. Three runs in here in the fifth. Matias showing off the arm there. He nearly got Duran at third base after dropping the ball and firing it over. Martinez able to come home easily. And here's Justin Foscue now. Runners on the edges. One out. 3-2 Riders. The pitch. Fastball. Strike outside corner. 0-1. Rough Riders, as we mentioned, have scored first in every game of the season except for this one. Here's the set. 0-1. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Doesn't mean they've been short of come-from-behind wins. Rough Riders 8-1 entering tonight. Winners of six in a row. Three of them come-from-behind wins. 1-1 to Foscue. Low. Two balls, one strike. Missed on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. All three runs in this inning charged to Alec Marsh so far. 2-1 pitch. Fouled away, right side. 2-2. Foscue 0-2 in his return to Riders Field. Strikeout and fly out to right. Try to inflate the numbers from Hockey, which already were pretty high entering into this one. 2-2. Lined into right field. Down the line. Foul. Still two balls, two strikes. That had extra bases written all over it. Foscue just couldn't keep it fair. Two balls, two strikes. Hockey entered into today with a 12.06 ERA, seven runs allowed in five innings. Shuttles in the 2-2. Cracks. Duran at third. Harris at first. Hockey readies. He kicks and issues. Runner goes, line drive into left field, right at Rave. He's going back, reaches up, makes the catch. Duran tags, he heads on home, and the Rough Riders increase their lead. It's now 4-2. Second sacrifice fly of the inning for the Rough Riders. Four runs across in this bottom of the fifth. Sacrifice line drive, if you will, for Foscue, and he drives in his first run of the season.
Harris was on the move, and he had to retreat back to first base. So a runner on first, two outs here in the fifth, and the eighth man up in the inning, it's Josh Stoerns. They appeal back to second base, and Harris was able to touch second on his way back to first. If you round the bag, you have to retouch it and then head back. Stoerns, one for two with a double, and came back in the second. Here's the set. Pitch on the way. Harris takes off. High and tight. Throw. Not in time. Scoots into center. Harris trips on the bag and stays at second. He had a pop-up slide. Thought about going to third, but fell back down. And he stays right there. Dustin Harris with his third steal of the season. 1-0 on Stoerns.
Boy, he was clean in there, too, before the throw had gotten there. I think he's at third if he doesn't lose his footing.
I think you're right. Harris has his lead, and the 1-0 pitch to Stoerns. Outside, 2-0. Harris with three steals. J.P. Martinez leads the way with four. Ezekiel Duran also has three for the Riders. Foul back behind home. 2-1. Rough Riders would love to pad that lead just a little bit more. We'll go bullpen game the rest of the night. Tyler Thomas is loosening out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Set by the right-hander. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Fastball underneath his hands at 96. Deuces wild across the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 4-2 Rough Riders, bottom five. Hockey from the stretch. Here she comes. Fouled back over to our left. And it falls just short of the press box area down in the concourse. Still 2-2. Starting to get swirling winds blowing up this way. It was blowing directly out to left field. Usually that means there might be a storm in the area. To see how the weather plays out. Hockey delivers in the 2-2 again. High and outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Stoerns.
We were due for some showers around 7 o'clock. Just never got it. Certainly not mad about it.
No.
Never got it.
Give us clean weather. We'll take it all day. Payoff on the way. Fouled back off to our right. Oh, right above us.
Did you bring your glove?
Should have.
You need a fishing net to haul that one in. That didn't miss by much, though.
Three and two to Stoerns. Hockey brings it in. That's away. Ball four. Ninth man up in the inning for the Rough. Four in for Frisco. Here in the home half of the fifth. Ornelas with his hands just slightly below his helmet. First pitch. Fly ball down the right side. First baseman in foul territory means under it. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders send 9 to the plate. They score 4 times on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. Rough Riders into the top of the 6th inning with the lead for the first time tonight. They lead it 4-2 over Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/...
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Thomas takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Frisco has the lead 4-2 after a four-run bottom half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders turn to their third pitcher of the night. Kevin Gowdy started. He went 2 1/3. Seth Nordlund pitched through the fifth. And then now it's Tyler Thomas, the left-hander. Thomas began the season on the break camp roster for Frisco, and then before the season even started, he was transferred up to AAA Round Rock. Made one appearance there, throwing three innings, allowing just one run, and then came back down to Frisco, making his second appearance here with the Rough Riders since. He faces the middle third of the order, Sully Matias, Sebastian Rivero, and Nathan Eaton. A left-hander from the stretch facing a right-handed batter. And the first pitch misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sully Matias, 0-2, a ground out and a pop out in his two trips to the plate. Thomas Reddys brings in the pitch. Fouled back behind home. One ball, one strike. Thomas, 6'1", 175 pound, 26-year-old, native of San Diego, California. He's closed off from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. Kick steals. Fastball clips the outside corner for a strike. 1-2. Originally a draft pick of the Cubs back in the seventh round, he was traded to the Rangers 1-for-1 with Jesse Chavez. 1-1. Fastball inside corner. It's actually the 1-2. Strike three called. Tyler Thomas picks up his first strikeout in the first batter he faces. And there's one away. Sebastian Rivero makes his way up. Rough Riders leading 4-2. Top of the sixth. Thomas from the stretch, he pitches. Fastball. Outside corner, right of the knees, a strike, 0-1. That trade came back in 2018, sending Thomas to the Rangers organization, 0-1. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike, and he's climbed the ladder. About how you might expect, making his way up to AA Frisco in 2021. Spent a majority of the season here in the DFW area. The pitch, just outside. It's two balls, one strike. A season ago, 26 appearances, a 4.17 ERA with the Rough Riders. It's a big part of the bullpen, especially down the stretch in the second half. Offering it. Finds the inside edge for a called strike. Belt high. 2-2. Thomas, even though he began the season in AAA, kind of knew he was going to spend most of the beginning of the season here, and he's back. The 2-2. Ground ball hard up the middle on two hops. Foscue collects behind the second base bag into the belly. He throws onto first, and there's two outs here in the sixth. 4-2 Rough Riders, two down in the top of the sixth, and Nathan Eaton makes his way to the plate. Right-handed batter against the southpaw. Thomas dangles the arm off to his left side, looks in for his sign. He's got it. From the stretch, he pitches. Just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. What you really love for Thomas is to come out here and have a nice outing, a bounce-back outing, after the one he had in San Antonio. 1-0. Hit in the air and hit well to center field. Chasing Martinez back just shy of the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the chest-high catch. That's a nice inning. That's what you want to see out of Tyler Thomas. 1-2-3. No runs, six errors. Nobody left on base. To the bottom of the sixth. Rough Riders up 4-2 over Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jordan Procession starts it off for the Riders, home half of the sixth. First pitch misses inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders a 4-2 advantage over Northwest Arkansas. All four runs coming across in the home half of the fifth. The 1-0 outside off the glove of Rivera, back to the backstop. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Procession showing bunt that time against the pole side shift a left-hander is seeing. 2-0. Procession singled his last time up to start that rally in the fifth. The pitch. Outside. Three balls, no strikes. Procession has now hit safely in all three of his starts. Multi-hit. 29-year-old catcher. 3-0. Outside. Ball four. Four-pitch walk starts things off in the sixth inning. Kellen Strom bats now. Zach Hockey back out there after he came in with the bases loaded and nobody out in the fifth. Kellen Strom, two plate appearances, two free passes. Here's the set, and the pitch on the way. On the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom now displaying a very strong OPS of 833. Hockey's 0-1. A strike across the inside corner. Counts 0-2. And Rough Riders saw some pretty quick games on the road. 3 2-hour 40-minute games. And that is not unlike the rest of minor league baseball. From the stretch, 0-2 pitch. Strom takes strike three call in the outside corner, upper edge. One away in the sixth inning, second or first strikeout, I should say, from Hockey. Back up to the top of the order now, J.P. Martinez. Who's 1-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. In from the left side, 4-2 Rough Riders, one out. Bottom half of the sixth. First pitch. Check swing and a miss, and a good offering off the outside corner. He went off speed, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders had only one game over 3 hours during that road trip. And that is in large part due to the huge initiative all across minor league baseball to increase pace of play. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Jeff Passan of ESPN had a really good article that he put out today. Mapped out what minor league baseball is trying to do and the results, and they have been fantastic so far. Here's the set. And the 1-1. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. During the first weekend, it was kind of dubbed as the control. They instituted it, but they didn't enforce the pitch clock, which has been reduced in terms of the time between pitches allowed. Here's the set. And a throw goes over to first. Possession's back in. The average game time was around 2 hours 59 minutes across minor league baseball in that first weekend. And then they started to institute the pitch clock. Here's the set and the offering. Martinez spoils it foul over the netting to the left. 1-2. And since then, game times have dropped by an average of 20 minutes per game. 20 minutes. From around 3 hours to around 2:40. That is extremely substantial. 1-2. Fouls it away off to the left side again. Still one ball, two strikes. Now, of course, there are those who are not very happy with some of those changes. A few managers have voiced their displeasure with how fast guys are being forced to work. But the pitch clock is doing its job. It's supposed to speed up the game. And it certainly has. 1-2. Procession runs. Swing and a miss. Throw it out to second. Not in time. Procession, the catcher, steals his first base of the year. Martinez down on strikes. Second strikeout for Hockey. There are two outs now in the sixth inning, but Ezekiel Duran steps in. Rough Riders saw that firsthand, that the game is increased, and the offense hasn't taken a step back whatsoever. 1-2 pitch, or I should say the first pitch, is drilled in the air to deep center field. Nick Lofton going back. He's under it, shy of the warning track, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close here in the sixth inning. Case in point, a 19-10 game. Amarillo beat San Antonio. 29 combined runs. It was still 3 hours, 10 minutes. That's crazy. We go to the top of the seventh inning. 4-2 Rough Riders over Northwest Arkansas. Chris Jarrett back on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Thomas back on the bump for Frisco. The Riders still in front as we start the seventh. 4-2 at Riders Field. First pitch from the left-hander, a wave and a miss for strike one. Robbie Glendinning in from the right side. Yet to log an official AB. 190 average entering tonight, 0-1. Misses outside. Even count of a ball and a strike, hit by a pitch back in the third, and was one of two runs to come in to score on the John Rave two-run shot. Thomas, the break-even. Slowly drops into the zone for a called strike two, 77 mile an hour. Thomas with the sport glasses. That hat just nestled on top. 1-2. Ooh, almost nipped the outside edge and he wanted it. Couldn't get it to catch the corner, and it's an even count of two balls and two strikes. Pitch home. Shot back into the net. The count stays 2-2. Northwest Arkansas looking for their first base runner since the fifth inning. They've been hitless since the John Rave homer. Just one tonight. 2-2 again. Outside. Count is full. Three balls, two strikes to Glendinning. Wind takes hold at Riders Field. Lefty-righty, payoff pitch. Again, foul. That went a little more depth behind the first base dugout. And it's still 3-2.
Wind takes hold of Zach's papers, you mean?
Yeah. That's what it sounded like it picked up. 3-2 again. High and away for ball four. Leadoff walk to Glendinning, his third time aboard. And still yet to log an at-bat tonight. Walk for the DH, and it sets up Jake Means, the first baseman. He'll dig in from the right side. You were talking about changes, Zach, in the last half inning that might meet some resistance. And there was another one announced today. First pitch on the fastball up top, little outside, ball one. So it was San Diego that struck the deal to bring advertisements to Major League uniforms. I know it's been done in rare occasions before, but I think now might take an official hold moving forward. 1-0's outside. Now two balls, no strikes, and Procession wants to talk it over. And what do you think? Is this the future? You know, what do you think this will look like?
I think it is the future. I mean, I know they're baseball purists who don't like it, but I think that now that basketball is doing it, you've seen it all the time, obviously, in pro soccer. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think if you can sell it, you can put an ad on it. And, yeah, some people are not going to be too happy, but if it's going to bring this game more revenue, I'm totally okay with it.
Two balls, no strikes from Thomas. As the conference is over, next toss drops in for a called strike one. And I also think everything will be approved, and even the Players Commission has a final say if an advertisement floats on a jersey or not, or if they want some changes made. 2-1 pitch. Same toss, same result. Two balls, two strikes. Glendinning at first base. Nobody out in the top of the seventh. Frisco in front, 4-2. Break even from Thomas. Right back our way over the net. Just drops under the window. Count will stay, two balls, two strikes. I think you thought when the National Basketball Association, NBA, first did it, you'd think, here we go. And you're going to see rolling out of the dirtying up of uniforms is what most people thought the worst would be. 2-2. It's low. Now three balls, two strikes. But I think for the most part, the NBA's done blending in corporate logos to where they don't exactly jump off the jersey and catch your eye, but you still see it. 3-2. Lost them. Back-to-back walks for Tyler Thomas to start the seventh. Two aboard for the left fielder, John Rave.
Well, I think baseball is so unique in its purity. Like, baseball purists love their uniforms. And I feel like there's a very large portion of baseball fans that think it would be some sort of defamation to put logos on uniforms.
Jeff Andrews will want to talk it over. He'll take the slow stride out from the Riders dugout. Fur Ozuna is warming the right-hander for the Riders down the left field line. And no action for the Naturals down in their pen. Andrews meeting with the entire Riders infield. Everybody piled in. Both these teams doing all their scoring in just one half frame. It was two for the Nats in the top of the third. For Frisco had something to say about that. In the bottom of the fifth, they brought in four. Took their first lead of the night. Jerseys just come to mind, the clean jerseys that have really lasted time, like the Red Sox has stayed the same for so long, and you think, what would that jersey look like with a logo on it? And again, I think everyone will have a say on it, and it would look better than what you'd think. First pitch to Rave as he shows a bunt, drops it down to the mound. Thomas checks both bags before throwing to first, and it's Foscue covering to record the first out. Sack bunt for the left fielder. Rave advances Glendinning to third, Means to second. Top of the order due up. And a 4-2 Riders lead now in threat with two in scoring position. But his at-bat just might wait, as it's Jared Gettert, the next man to come out in conference on the mound. A batter ago, Jeff Andrews. And again, the Riders will pull a pitcher and have someone come in from the pen to inherit two runners on base. This time it's two in scoring position. And Fur Ozuna, with a brisk jog in from the left field line, will try and settle things down and see if he can preserve what's a 4-2 Riders lead in the top of the seventh. We'll come back on the Riders Baseball Network after this. Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Night comes to a close for Tyler Thomas. The lefty leaves with a pair of walks and a strikeout, but don't fill his line yet. Fur Ozuna inherits two in scoring position and just one out in the top of the seventh. His first pitch almost gets away from procession. Flashes the leather as Michael Garcia, the shortstop, comes to the plate 0-3. Lined out to right in the first before he reached on an error in the third inning. Struck out in the fifth. One ball and those strikes to him. Ozuna comes home. Tapper foul at the plate. It leaks behind him. One ball and one strike to the shortstop, Garcia. Ozuna had the first name on the roster for Neri last year, now says, let's just cut it at Fur. 1-1. Ooh, it just missed. Two balls and a strike with Nick Lofton on deck. Naturals finding their first base runner since the fifth inning. Count is 2-1. The pitch misses downstairs. Three balls and a strike. Two walks with Glendinning at third and Means at second. Four total for Riders pitching tonight. 3-1 offer. Hard ground ball up the middle of the infield. Hops into the midsection of Duran. There's no play to first. Glendinning in from third. Means advances as well, and it's now 4-3 Frisco in the top of the seventh. That ball took a nasty hop into the shortstop's gut. He couldn't relay a ball to first base. Runners at the corners, and just one out for the center fielder, Nick Lofton. Just the second hit of the night for the Naturals. Righty-righty to Lofton as Ozuna's set. The pitch, runner goes for second. It's in there for a called strike. There'll be no throw from Procession. Give Garcia an advance to second. Swipes his second bag of the night. Now with that, no double play ball. The 0-1. And a called strike two. Great start to this at-bat for Ozuna. Lofton 0 for 2 with a walk in the third inning. Righty-righty. The 0-2. Flared off towards short. Duran comes in and makes a grab for the second out. Bit of a floater to the shortstop and a huge out number two. Now it's Michael Massey's turn, the second baseman that has had a pair of flyouts to center field. Righty-lefty. Hard ground ball towards Foscue at second. He gloves it. Turning throw to first in time. A run comes in, but two stranded in scoring position, and Ozuna out of the bullpen, able to preserve the Riders' lead. 4-3 in stretch time from Riders Field, and we'll come back to see if Frisco can extend what's now become a one-run advantage.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. News around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Naturals bring in a run. 4-3 Frisco after the stretch. And it's Duran, Krim, and Harris, 2-3-4 for the Riders. To see if they can get any back. Righty-righty the first pitch. Misses way outside for ball one. Grim with a base hit back in the first inning. Waves a bat from the right side. 1-0. Hard liner into the gap in left center. Lofton coming in. Lays out forward and hauls it in. Put a star next to that one. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. Almost an underhand grab from Lofton as he looked like potentially overran it. Had to flare the glove to rob Blaine Krim of a leadoff base hit. One gone for Dustin Harris. First pitch misses low, ball one. It's Zach Hockey back out on the mound. laced into center field. Lofton opens up for it, but comes in and makes the grab for the second out. Just four pitches for Hockey, the right-hander. Both resulting on a frozen rope to center field. Quickly two gone for the second baseman, Justin Foscue. We're a quarter to nine in Frisco, Texas. Just over 2 hours of game time with the eighth inning looming. First pitch to him. Loud called strike one. Foscue has been productive tonight in the fact that he drove in a run in the fifth. And it extended the Riders' lead at the time. 0-1. Watches it miss low. It's a ball and a strike. Sacrifice fly from the second baseman. Foscue scored. Duran on a sharp line drive to left field. 1-1. That's in there. Now 1-2 count. But Foscue went down swinging in the second and three pitches and then sent one out to right in the fourth. 1-2. Tapped right off home plate. Gets over Hockey's head. Charging infield throw to first. Not in time. Eaton came charging in from the corner bag. And by the time he got to it, couldn't issue a throw to first in time. And a two-out base hit. The first of the night for Justin Foscue. Welcome back to Double A. Here comes Chris Widger. Naturals manager walking out. Steven Woods Jr. now grabs his glove and will come in from the right field visitor's bullpen. We've got ourselves a pitching change in the bottom of the seventh inning. Riders in front, 4-3, and a two-out base hit from Justin Foscue brings Josh Stowers to turn.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Where's the love?
Right-hander Steven Woods Jr. into the ballgame. 6'1", 200-pound righty reliever set to take on Josh Stowers with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch to Stowers. It's high and inside for ball one. Justin Foscue standing and getting his lead at first base. Tapper off home plate. Gave him enough time to leg it out to first. He's got a base hit in his return to Frisco. 1-0. Laced right back up the middle and drops in shallow center field. And the Riders continue to stay hot. 4 pitches, all that Hockey needed to retire Krim and Harris. You think back about how big that layout grab for Lofton in center field was. Now time for Jonathan Ornelas, the third baseman who's 0 for 3 tonight. A pair of K's on his line. Righty-righty as Woods Jr. is set. Pitch home. Tight inside at the hands for ball one. Chatting with Foskey before the start of the game, you heard in the interview that he loves to play the show. Say, what else are you competitive at? Some guys say, I love golf, love cards, whatever it may be. 1-0. Upstairs for ball two. And Justin didn't waste much of our time to say, it's the show. I said, play with any guys? Oh, yeah. And sometimes you've seen guys be competitive. They'll play with each other and go head-to-head. Pick a major league team or their Diamond Dynasty team. 2-0. Ground ball, chopper towards second. And it's gloved by Massey. He'll run and tag second base and beat Stowers in a foot race to the bag for the final out of the seventh inning. Pair of two-out base hits, but the Riders can't muster anything of it. We go to the eighth, and we'll talk more about MLB The Show and Justin Foskey when we come back in a 4-3 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just four pitches, all that Ferro Zuna needed to tidy up the top of the seventh. He's back out for the eighth, and his first pitch misses inside for ball one. Sully Matias, the right fielder, is 0 for 3 tonight. And the first batter faced by Thomas back in the sixth, 0-1. That's 1-0, rather, and it misses downstairs to make it 2-0. 4-3 Rough Riders in the top of the eighth inning. Two for Northwest Arkansas in the top of the third, and tack one more on in the seventh. 2-0. Swing and a miss for strike one. Matias was looking to touch Amley with a swing and a big fly there. 2-1. Called strike two. It was a leadoff at-bat for Matias back in the sixth as well. He's in the same spot here. Thomas went 1-2-3 in the sixth frame. 2-2. Chopper back up the middle towards Ozuna. Barehand stab and a sidearm throw to first in time. That'll impress the fans for out number one.
It's just about no one else you'd rather have fielding their position out there than Ozuna, a former infielder in the minor leagues. He knows what he's doing with the glove. He doesn't need a glove there. A bare hand.
Well, he did reach back and let that one go from, looked like right at or below the elbow. Passion Rivero, the catcher. The first pitch. Can't find the zone for ball one. So more on Foskey, he said. He seemed like he was gaining confidence talking about the show with how much skill he had, and I certainly don't doubt it. 1-0. Downstairs and away. Two balls, no strikes. You got to think what's happened in his future. Of course, a lot of time getting better at your craft, but there's time away. He said he played 114 competitive games online. 2-0 is a called strike one. And he kind of smiled and closed his eyes and crossed his arms and said, guess my record. And I said, okay, so 114, I'm thinking he lost very few times. 2-1's a hard ground ball to Duran. He's got it, and the relay to first is there. Two quick outs. A couple of testers to the Riders infield. Two gone. And so I said, let's say 105 and 9, and he was impressed by that guess. He says, that's very accurate. 107 and 7.
Not a bad guess.
It's what Justin Foskey was competitively at the show online. There's a lot of really good show players, too. Righty, righty. First pitch to Nathan Eaton. Catches the corner, strike one. So we talked about it, actually you and I, off air earlier this year, that if you are in the majors or a prospect in the minors, 0-1, misses, ball one. You get a one-of-one card. You get your own card that is personally issued to you from these developers of the show. 1-1. Catches for strike two. And I said to Justin, I said, the crazy thing is you see the names, the familiar names of guys that some faces you see every day. And he smiled and said, I've got my own one-of-one card. 1-2 misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. And so Justin Foskey, when he powers up the show, he plays with Justin Foskey at second base. 99 overall. 2-2. Slow ground ball towards short. Duran there for it. And a throw to first. A half step in. Up three down for Ozuna. And a trio of infield ground balls sits down the Naturals in order. 4-3. Riders still leading. We go to the home half of the eighth inning from Riders Field next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For Ozuna doing his thing, keeps the Naturals off the scoreboard in the eighth inning. 4-3 Rough Riders. The home half of the eighth starts right now. Steven Woods Jr., righty reliever, getting set to throw his first pitch to Jordan Procession. Here it is. Misses low and skips out of the dirt for ball one. Pretty fun conversation we had with Justin Foskey, but he said, all jokes aside, we're competitive. Happy to be back in Frisco. Happy to have him back. 1-0. That's downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Another thing we talked about is just the load of talent in the infields, middle infields, for Rangers prospects. Said it's a good feeling to be in the list of those guys, those names. 2-0. Thought about by Procession, but lays off. Three balls, no strikes to the catcher that's been aboard in two of his three trips to the plate. A chance for 3 of 4 here. From Woods. That's a gimme pitch that catches at 95. for strike one. One run lighter, Riders lead has Chase Lee warming up down the left field line. That's going to be ball four. Pitch clock ran out for Procession. He'll strip the gear and jog down the first baseline for his second walk of the night. Leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the eighth. And Wood's not happy. Neither's Chris Widger. I don't know how you can... It looked like Woods was saying he can't see the clock. Of course, it's behind him.
No, I think he was saying that he stepped off, and so it should have reset. Because there is a pitch clock.
Oh, he did step
down
off.
Down below, yeah. He should be able to look right at it.
So, Procession stays at first. Here's Kellen Strom. First pitch from Woods. Strom shows bunt, pokes it foul. No balls and a strike. Frisco had back-to-back two-out base hits in the seventh. But they've struggled with runners in scoring position tonight. All of their scoring coming with four in the bottom of the fifth. A one to Strom. Missing south of the zone. It's a ball and a strike. Would love to ensure what's now a one-run lead. Even one across can do a great amount for Chase Lee warming in the pen. Ball and a strike. Loud called strike two. Top of the order, and J.P. Martinez awaiting on deck. He's got a base hit and a walk tonight. One, two to Strom. Swing and a miss in the dirt for strike three. There's the first out of the bottom of the eighth. And the first strikeout of the night for Stephen Woods Jr. One gone. And Martinez will stand in from the left side. Still Procession at first base. And the speed threat, J.P. Martinez ready for the first pitch. Woods comes set at the belt. Here it is. Shows bunt. Didn't like it, but it caught the corner. And a called strike one. Five of the Riders' eight hits has come from four, five, and six of Harris, Foskey, and Stowers. 0-1 will wait. A quick throw to first on a good move from Woods Jr. Procession slides in safe. Multi-hit night for Dustin Harris. Recent infield single for Foskew. And then Stowers, two-hit night as well. 0-1 misses. Now a ball and a strike to the center fielder, Martinez. Four different outcomes for JP in his trips to the plate tonight. 1-1 toss. In for a called strike two. He grounded out, put a ball in play in the first, then a base hit in the third, walked in the fifth, struck out in the sixth. Woods gives Procession a peek at first before coming set. The 1-2. Hard ground ball right side of the infield. Massey comes over. Throw and turn to second in time is... The ball pulled Garcia a little bit off the bag, but fortunately for the Nats, the throw from Massey was not too far offline. There's now two gone. JP safe at first on the fielder's choice. Procession cut down at second. Two gone for Ezekiel Duran. Righty-righty matchup. Woods checks Martinez at first. And the throw to first base, not in time. Certainly Woods going to think that Martinez can be a threat to try and take second here. First pitch to Duran. High and inside. It backs him off from the plate for ball one. Two gone in the bottom of the eighth. 4-3 Frisco. Trying to make it seven consecutive wins. They have the lead. Another run would be great. The 1-0. When it just missed. Rivero held it there and held it there. Riders look like they'll turn to their pen one more time. Three different arms aside from the starter Kevin Gowdy tonight. And the fourth would be Chase Lee. Two balls, no strikes. Ripped in the air to center field. Lofton turns his shoulder, retreats, back to the track, and just in front of the wall makes a one-handed grab. Duran gives it a ride into the wind to left center field, but that will do it for the bottom of the eighth inning. And a man left aboard, and Chase Lee jogging in from the left field bullpen. Frisco three outs away from consecutive win number seven. We'll see if they can do it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Enter the Viper in a 4-3 Frisco lead as we start the ninth from Riders Field. Chris Jarrod, Zach Bigley. And the first pitch misses outside for ball one. Looked like the 7-8-9 due up for Northwest Arkansas. 1-0 is sprayed foul down the first baseline. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Next toss. Again foul. This time back to the net. It's 1-2. One-two pitch. Again, foul. No at-bat for Glenn Denning tonight so far. He's walked twice and a hit by pitch. 1-2. Again, a late swing from the DH, Glenn Denning. Still a ball and two strikes. Just two hits tonight for the Naturals. And one since the third. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. One gone in the ninth. and the first time that the Riders able to retire Glendinning. Nats making a change. They'll turn to their outfielder, Tucker Bradley, the left fielder, to stand in. See what this can spark for the Nats. First pitch from Chase. Sprayed foul. Third baseline, 0-1. Just outside. Count is even at a ball and a strike. Both fastballs for Chase. And a two-seam, four-seam, and the slider that he'll throw. Break-even pitch. They'll say he went. And in great shape, a ball and two strikes. Lee comes set. The 1-2. Called strike three. Means goes down watching, and back-to-back K's for the righty reliever Lee to begin the ninth. Last chance for Northwest Arkansas is the left fielder John Rave. First pitch is tapped away, foul. 0-1. Of just the two hits tonight, the one that came from Rave gave the Nats a 2-0 lead in the third. 0-1. Outside. Break even. Same spot. That time 86. A pitch prior at 89 for Chase. And it's 2-1. Two gone in the top of the ninth in a 4-3 ball game. Pitch home. Dots the outer edge. And the Naturals down to their final strike on Tuesday night. Lee comes set. The 2-2. Way outside. Trying to get the slider in. And it loads the count. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody aboard. And two gone. The 3-2. Lost him. And a two-out walk to John Rave turns the lineup back to the top. Here's Michael Garcia.
That's really what Chase Lee wants to do, is he wants to get the righties and hopefully not give up too much damage to the left-handed batters. Well, he gets a righty here with two outs.
First pitch to him. Right down the chute at 79 for strike one. Got that slider to start right at the shortstop Garcia and find the zone. Rave leads at first. The 0-1. Same pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. O-2 from Lee. Tipped foul. And the count stays 0-2. Riders looking for what would be their seventh win in a row. If this score holds, Garcia back in from the right side. Lee comes set. The 0-2 toss. Sprayed down the first baseline, and that one will tail foul. Right next to the bullpen bar. Still 0-2. Rave leads at first. Again, the 0-2. Called strike three. Riders win on Tuesday night, 4-3 the final. Their seventh consecutive win. And Lee K's the side in the ninth. Another save for Frisco. And the hot streak to start the season continues. Well, it was a tight one tonight. But Frisco hangs on to win their seventh in a row, 4-3 the final. We'll break down the coverage tonight on our post-game show starting next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride!
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, Frisco starts the six-game series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Again, having to overcome a deficit, and they top the Nats tonight 4-3, the final score. Chris Jared back with you inside Riders Field. Let's break down the action tonight that, well, Frisco with nine hits, but they scored all four of their runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. It wasn't what we've seen so far this season at times, a bombardment of offense where Frisco goes 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Certainly had the hits to do it, but just four runs in the bottom of the fifth, and that's all they needed. Taking a look at the box score really briefly again, the middle of the order, 4-5-6 of Harris, Foskue, and Stowers end up combining for five hits in 10 trips to the plate. And the RBI, Harris, again, that all came in the bottom of the fifth inning where the Riders were able to bring in enough. A couple of sacrifice flies from Krim, Foskue with one as well. It was a good return for the infielder and Justin Foskue. The Riders now with prospects number 1, 4, 5, and 6 of the Rangers' top 30, according to MLB.com. And you'll certainly take that. The talent looks good with Duran delivering an RBI knock in the fifth inning as well. And really good stuff as well from the pitching side of things. Numerous times, Seth Nordlund had to come in. He gets his second win of the season and inherited two base runners. Doesn't end up allowing any runs to come in and score. Of course, the two that came in that ended on Gowdy's line will blemish the ERA a bit, but he goes 2 1/3. No strikeouts, only a walk. And after two hitless innings, hit a batter, and then the two-run shot to John Rave that had Northwest Arkansas just take a brief lead. Frisco overcame that and put up a four-piece in the fifth inning. Tyler Thomas with an inning and a third. He picked up a strikeout, and then it was Chase Lee with the Riders only having three Ks through the eight innings of work. He doubles that with a frame and three strikeouts despite the two-out walk to the left fielder, Rave. For the Nats, on the other end of things, it was a four-inning performance for the right-handed starter, Alec Marsh. He allows four runs to come in, all earned in four innings, three walks and four strikeouts. Zach Hockey with 2 2/3 under his belt tonight. No runs on just two hits, two walks, and two strikeouts as well. And then Stephen Woods Jr. with an inning and a third of scoreless baseball. Again, Riders did not score runs. They had chances down the stretch, but fortunately did not plague them. With a loss tonight, they make it 7 in a row and win 9 of their first 10 ball games to start the 2022 season. We'll go ahead and step aside on the postgame show for the first time tonight. Come back with us, and we'll continue to break down our coverage and our broadcast at Riders Field. We'll take a trip around the Texas League and the rest of the range on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
4-3 the final as Frisco able to take their seventh game in a row. And they begin a six-game series against the Nats in fine fashion. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning was the difference for Frisco tonight. Chase Lee K's the side in the ninth. And he's able to come in and pick up his third save already as we just played our 10th game of the season tonight. Take a trip around the Texas League with me as we look at some of these scores. As it's been an eventful night and already had a final score earlier in the evening as... a marvel between Amarillo and San Antonio, a game that had 31 hits and almost 30 runs scored that just barely lasted 3 hours somehow. But the Saudis continue the woeful ways for the Missions. They're now 2-8 to start the season. A 19-10 shootout between the Saudis and San Antonio tonight. Just one error and, again, 31 combined hits. Arkansas Corpus Christi still plugging along. It's a good one, 6-6. Between the Travs and the Hooks. Four runs for Arkansas in the top of the sixth inning. At the time, gave them a 6-1 lead, but two for the Hooks in the bottom of the sixth and three more to tie the game as they're in the eighth. And that one will be tight. Midland and Wichita in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wind Surge at home trying to get to 500, and they lead the Rock Hounds with a 6-4 advantage so far. Again, the bottom of the eighth inning in that one. Tulsa in Springfield is final. And the Drillers continue to also have a sharp start to the season, winning 7 of their first 10. They scored 3 in the top of the 5th and win 4-2. Zach Plunkett gets the win, his first of the season. And then, of course, ours tonight, Frisco topping Northwest Arkansas 4-3 the final. And it's setting the stage for what could be a pretty promising night for Texas Rangers affiliates. The Rangers recently underway at 8:40, but Round Rock narrowly in front of Albuquerque, 3-2 currently the score, and it's the 8-4 Express with the lead over the Isotopes. Again, 3-2. There's two outs in the top of the ninth, two aboard, one more out would secure not only a win for Round Rock but a clean sweep of Rangers affiliates tonight. Hickory downed Wilmington earlier 7-5. They scored 3 in the top of the first. That helped to be the advantage. A messy ball game, though, 6 combined errors. Down East with a 6-4 win earlier against Columbia, a pair of teams now that sit at 4-6 with the Wood Ducks getting the win. On 9 hits, they bring in 6 runs. And then the Riders with a 4-3 win over the Travs tonight. One final look at this box and kick it into the night. And we'll talk to you again Wednesday for Game 2. But it was sharp stuff from the middle of the order. Dustin Harris helping lead the way with one of two multi-hit games for the Riders offense. He finishes 2-for-4, drives in a run tonight, and has that batting average climb just a little bit higher now at .286 to start the season for Dustin Harris in his debut year at the AA level. Josh Stowers goes 2-for-3. He walks as well, and the batting average for the outfielder Stowers now up to .375. And an OPS that ranges closer to 1,000 at 9:29. Really good stuff from a lot of different positional groups. Seth Nordland gets the win, moves to 2-1. Alec Marsh, with his first decision of the year, let alone his first loss, moves the righty to 0-1. And save number 3 in the 10th game of the year for the Riders issued to Chase Lee. Really sharp stuff tonight. Well, I know it wasn't a clean one for the most part, but for my broadcast partner Zach Bigley and I that made the most of it, happy to bring you another edition of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball and really excited to get after it and hopefully be able to do the same again tomorrow. 6:35 start time on what's going to be a Texas Baseball Legends Wednesday. Steve Buechel, former big leaguer, former Riders manager, will be at the ballpark. That's certainly something that you won't want to miss. And get out to Riders Field if you haven't caught a game or if you're returning out to the Diamond in North Texas to watch Frisco. They're playing some incredibly hot baseball right now, winners of 9 of their first 10 games played. Well, again, that final score one last time. Frisco winning their 7th in a row, 4-3, the final score for my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley. I'm Chris Jarrett, shutting it down from Riders Field. Folks, have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time...